Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
All right, here we go. It is week five. I'm Brian Baldinger. This is the best football show. You can find this on your free Odyssey app. Download it, like it, subscribe to it. Tell your friends about it, all that stuff. Week five. I've been breaking it down since early this morning. Let's get to it. You can find me at BaldyNFL on all the social media platforms. I'm posting stuff on Twitter all day, along with Instagram, some YouTube, just all over. Anyways, let's get to it. Let's start with London. Start with the game in London. Jets lose 23-17. Got a great opportunity on the final drive. Great opportunity. Minute 35 to go in the game. They could not get the ball beyond Brian Flores' Viking defense all afternoon. Not one time, not once did they get the ball over the top of the heads of the Minnesota Vikings until a minute 35 to go in the game. And Aaron Rodgers pump faked, and Garrett Wilson did a stutter on Stephon Gilmore, who basically lined up on him all game long. It was a great matchup. And Garrett Wilson got behind Stephon Gilmore. It's a touchdown. If Aaron puts it in the right spot, it's a touchdown. It's a walk-in touchdown. They go up 24-23, provided they make the extra point. Who knows what happens? There's a minute and a half to go. Maybe Sam Darnold, takes the team down the field. You don't know what the outcome of the game is going to be. But that was it. That was a missed opportunity. And there were plenty throughout the day. But let's also not take anything away from what Brian Flores is doing, because he has played with the lead most of the year. They lead the league in interceptions. They got two more against Aaron. They led the league going into this weekend in sacks. They got a bunch more. They hit Aaron Rodgers 12 times. They battered him pretty good. He's got a noticeable limp playing right now. I'm sure it started last week against Denver. But the first thing the Vikings do is they shut down the run. I mean, there is no Breece Hall. There is no Braylon Allen. And it's just basic run fits and good defenses. It's cliche as hell, but it's just a fact of life. They shut the run down first. They get you into passing situations, and then they throw a lot of junk at you. But you watch Harrison Phillips, okay? You watch Jerry Tillery, Jonathan Greenard, Pat Jones. I mean, I can go through the list of all their defensive linemen. And the linebackers, Blake Cashman, doesn't matter. I mean, Ivan Pace Jr., like these guys are in their gaps, and there's simply no place to go. And the Jets, now they have no running game at all. It is strictly Aaron Rodgers dropping back 50-plus times. He dropped back 62 times against Denver 2 weeks ago and lost. Didn't score a touchdown. Dropped back like 57 times this past week. It's just a bad formula. But drop passes, missed opportunities. So many missed opportunities. Alan Lazard dropped 3 passes. But the last one really stuck, And then, Aaron threw some bad passes, He threw some passes he doesn't normally make. But this is – he's so off balance. And I think part of it is he's 40. And I'm not here to bash him. They're 2-3. One play away from winning the game. So I'm not bashing them. And they play Buffalo next Monday night. And they could be in first place next Monday night. So I'm not here to bash them. It's only first week in October. But, I mean, they're really, Aaron is, let's face it, he's not MVP Aaron right now. He just isn't. All right? And so I don't know what the last throw of the game was, because they still had a chance. After the missed throw to Stephon Gilmore, the very next play, they hit Garrett Wilson for, it was his 22nd target. It was an unbelievable day that he had. I mean, they fed Garrett Wilson, I think, at the expense of, missing some open receivers, but okay. But even after that, they get a first down, they're driving. I don't know what Aaron was doing on that throw. Michael Williams just, to Stephon Gilmore. Like the throw, I don't know if he thought Williams was going to go inside. I don't know. I'm not sure if he was going to stop. It's hard to say, because he threw it inside and away from the receiver, and Gilmore basically fell down and caught it. They had chances all the way to the very end, just like they did last week against Denver when they couldn't score from the one. So, and the reason why they have a chance to win these games is their defense is playing great. DJ Reed might be Patrick Surtain is on a different level right now. We'll get to him tomorrow. But DJ Reed is, like, I know they had two defensive pass interference calls against him. Very questionable calls, honestly. But that guy knows how to play the ball in the air. He knows how to play routes. He knows how to come across a guy's chest. He knows how to take the body away. He knows how to not let them stack them. I mean, he might be playing as well as any corner in the league. And then you look at what Quincy Williams is doing, what the defensive front did. I mean, they played very, very good football. It's the worst the Vikings offense looked all year. The Jets had chances. Let's go to the other New York team who had to go to Seattle without Moto Singletary and without Malik Nabers. And what did they do? They played the most complete game I've seen them play in 2 years. And that's not hyperbole. I'm not making this up. They play outside of the opening fumble by Eric Gray at the goal line, which was a good play. It was a good play by Seattle. Right there, you get a forced fumble. You get Rashad Jenkins goes 102 yards. The referees were completely confused. They didn't see the fumble. They didn't see the pickup. They're behind the offense. They didn't see it. But the whistle didn't blow. And fortunately, Rashawn Jenkins just kept going, 102 yards. So they fall behind 7-0. Man, this Tyrone Tracy Jr., their fifth-round pick out of Purdue, what a player he is. Averaged 7.2 yards a carry. And let's face it, this guy was a wide receiver at Purdue, a big wide receiver, converted to running back last year, 2023, drafted by the Giants as a running back. No Moto Singletary. Okay, they start Eric Gray. I mean, he had a couple runs, a couple screens. Tyrone Tracy took this game over. And let's face it, for the third week in a row, the offensive line, and let's give them all credit, Andrew Thomas, John Runyon, John Michael Schmitz, Greg Van Roten, and Jermaine Illuminar, they played great. They played great. They played great in the run game. They protected their quarterback. And the quarterback made a lot of great plays. And in this game, as opposed to the loss to Dallas 10 days prior, he hit his deep shots. He hit a deep shot to Darius Slayton. He hit a 30-yard touchdown on a deep over to Darius Slayton. He hit his deep shots, and they needed those. And then defensively, let's face it, they spent a second-round pick on Tyler Newbin, okay, out of Minnesota. Everybody watched that kid. Anybody that studied that kid said he was a borderline first-round pick. He led the team in tackles. He recovered a fumble. Like, he made plays in the backfield. He was great. Andrew Phillips, okay, another draft pick, third round. Like, he was in the slot. He played great. I thought Deontay Banks, especially against DK Metcalf, might have played his finest game. So the secondary played very well. They didn't get the ball. Geno Smith did not get any deep shots. They stuffed the run. Kenneth Walker, 3 sticks, is a great player. Zach Charbonnet is a good number two back. They had nothing in the run game. And then Shane Bowen, the defense coordinator, like, he's kind of really figuring out his personnel right now. Dexter Lawrence, like, this team has 22 sacks. It's not just all pass rush. Some of it is scheme. Some of it is blitz concepts. Like, he's really figuring his personnel out. Dexter Lawrence right now is in he's in a category all by himself when it comes to nose tackles. Like, he's got 6 sacks. He's a dominant player, plays a lot of snaps. He got him one-on-one, okay, 5 rushers. Connor Williams has to block him one-on-one. Couldn't do it. Third down, here comes Dexter, sack, punt. Brian Burns is showing up. Kayvon Thibodeau is showing up. Davidson is showing up. Micah McFadden. Like, this group, it played very, very well together. Most complete win. I mean, that must have been one hell of a ride home by the Giants, honestly. That must have been one heck of a ride home. That's the longest ride in the NFL, airplane ride. You go Seattle to Newark Airport. That's a long ride. That's 5.5, maybe 6 hours. But when you win like that, you feel like anything is possible. You could beat anybody. That's a tough place to play. They had that crowd quiet and complete control of that game. All right, let's go to Chicago. Chicago beat up on Carolina. But let's face it, the days of the Chicago Bears playing offense in the mud is over. They're playing, they're drag racing down the Rhine Expressway right now. Let's face it. The balls, they are attacking. And Caleb is getting better. Now, the offensive line, playing better. Matt Pryor's come in, giving them two really good games at guard. Tevin Jenkins back in there. Wright, Darnell Wright, getting healthier, stronger, starting to look like that kid they drafted in the first round out of Tennessee. They played well. The tight ends are blocking good. DeAndre Swift is running it well. Got a big screen pass, 50-something yards down the field. But look at this. Just look at a couple drives. Look at the opening touchdown to DJ Moore. You know, it is, I mean, it's max protection. DeAndre, Cole Kmet, max protection. Caleb's got vision. He's got time. He's got a pocket. And they're running these freaking deep crossers down the field. And here comes DJ Moore left to right. And Caleb put it right on. Now, I'm sure they said, all right, you know, DJ Moore drafted by the Carolina Panthers, kind of given up by Carolina, traded for to Chicago. I'm sure he wanted to play well against his old team. Not that there's many guys left. There isn't, but still. He wore that uniform for the first couple of years of his career. All right, he scores the first one. The thing that really opened my eyes, though, they get the ball with 55 seconds to go in the game. They're in complete control of the game. I think it's 21-7. First down. You know, they five plays, they go 62 yards and a touchdown. I think second down and eight, Caleb, three-step drop, shotgun, hitch step, hits Cole Kmet for 30, like in a hole. Like, it's just, it's beautiful football. Hitch and throw. And it's just a line drive to Cole Kmet. And then they get down to the 30, and they motion Kmet across the formation. And they got a three-receiver side to one side. And there's 30 seconds to go and a half. They've gone to the 30 in 25 seconds. Caleb, and I don't know how many quarterbacks in Chicago there have been, but not many could move a safety the way Caleb Williams does on this touchdown throw before the half to DJ Moore. He simply looks right hard to his three receiver side. And Xavier Woods is the free safety, and he's rotating to the middle of the field. Meanwhile, Caleb knows he's got DJ Moore on a bang eight on the backside. And all he's doing is just buying time, trusting his protection, which he did last week and he did this week. He's staying in the pocket and he's winning from the pocket. And he hit that bang eight to DJ Moore. And the Bears went 62 yards in five plays in about 40 seconds. I mean, this is a different offense. And it's getting better. It's getting a lot better. They go to London this week and then a big showdown in D.C., all right, against Jaden Daniels, which is going to be a lot of fun. Let's get to the Sunday night game. I don't know how long the delay was. I was in the airport being delayed by a flight myself. Let's face it. Dak throws a red zone interception in the first quarter, gets the ball, fumbles in the red zone at the 11-yard line. T.J. Watt and Nick Herbig smash him, balls out. Two blown red zone turnovers. Okay, Dak wasn't perfect. Dak just hit, you know, there's an old, I remember Andy Reid one time telling me about Donovan McNabb. And he made this reference to Larry Bird. He goes, Baldy, this is Andy telling me this. He goes, you know, if Larry Bird starts off cold, does he stop shooting? Larry Bird shoots to get hot, shoots to stay hot. And that's what Dak did. Dak just kept on shooting. The turnovers, yeah, he threw another interception in the second half to Joey Porter. Dak just kept firing. He just kept firing. You know, it was everybody. It was Jalen Brooks, Jalen Tolbert. It was CeeDee Lamb. It was Lupke. It was Rico Dowdle. It didn't matter. It was Jalen Ferguson. The game winner is on fourth down and four. It's everything. It's a 27. It's a 17-13 game. Fourth and four. Three turnovers by Dak. He just kept firing. And he buys a little bit of time, and he hits Jalen Tolbert for the game winner. And you could have just turn off the lights right there at Acrisure Stadium. It was over. It was really a great performance by Dak. I mean, look, he overcame his mistakes. They're not perfect. They lost their left tackle, Tyler Guyton. They didn't play great up front. Nick Herbig beat their left tackle, whoever it was, like a drum all night long. He kept on firing. Dak is resilient. Dak is tough. And the Cowboys survive, win on the last play. and let's face it. The Jets couldn't make that play in the fourth quarter to win the game. Dak made the play to win the game. These games are coming down to a play. I mean, I'm going to set up Cincinnati, Baltimore tomorrow. I was there in Cincinnati, Paycor Stadium. I'll get to that. I need almost a whole show to talk about those two quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. But that's the league. The league right now, folks, week five into it, these games are coming down to a play. Can you make the play or can't you make the play? And that's what it looked like in week five. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.